Your official Pep Rally radio station for high school football in the Southern Tier, V98.3 WVIM.
Welcome back to Rams Overtime on WVIMBat.com as we sit down with head football coach Wayne Carroll to recap the 2015 season. All right, end of season report card time. Time to hand out grades. Let's start out with the offense. 162 first downs this year. You were 49 for 89 on third down conversions. You were 14 for 23 on fourth down. So combined, you were 63 for 112 on get off the field downs on offense. 25 touchdowns outside of the red zone. You were 43 for 45 inside the red zone. 39 on the ground, 4 in the air. Total offense-wise, you had 522 offensive plays this year for 4,182 yards. That's good for an average of 43 plays per game, 348 yards. On the ground, you ran the ball 466 times for 3,774 yards. That's the most on the ground since I've been keeping track since 07. In 2008, you had 3,764 yards on the ground. So you ran for 10 more yards this year on the ground. That's an average of 314 yards per game. You averaged 8 yards per carry. You had 68 overall touchdowns, 58 on the ground, 6 through the air. The team was 34 for 56 in the air for 408. You did have 9 fumbles and 2 interceptions. What's your grade for the offense?
What was my midterm grade?
Your midterm grade was a B+.
I'd say, based on the last 3 games, we stayed at a B+.
All right, let's move over to the defense. Your opponents only got 101 first downs this year. They were 23 for 103 on third downs, 10 for 31 on fourth downs. That's 33 for 134 on get off the field downs. You only gave up 7 touchdowns outside of the red zone, 3 rushing, 4 passing. Your opponents were 9 for 12 inside the red zone, 5 rushing, 4 passing. You had 6 shutouts, which ties the most in a single season for the black shirt defense. You only gave up 20 points at home this year, all coming to Hornell in one game. You only gave up 5 first-half touchdowns all year. You had a fumble recovery for a touchdown and an interception return for a touchdown. You had 27 sacks, second most in a single season, only behind 30 sacks from the 08 team. And you got 12 fumble recoveries and 8 interceptions. And your midterm grade for the black shirts was a B. What's your final grade for the 2015 black shirt defense?
B at the midterm.
Yeah.
I'd say is a B+.
And finally, special teams. Now, you had 2 punt returns for a touchdown this year. Nobody returned a punt for a touchdown or a kickoff for a touchdown for you, although you did give up some yardage on kickoffs this year. You did have the safety on a punt against Shenango Forks. You were 16 for 20 on extra points this year with Nito and Brewer kicking. You were 37 for 48 on 2-point conversions. That's good for 77%. You were 25 for 31 when you ran the ball on 2-point conversions. 12 for 17 when you threw on 2-point conversions. Your opponents were 8 for 8 on extra points, and they were 4 for 8 on 2-point conversions, 3 on the ground, 1 in the air. You didn't have a punt blocked all year long. At the midterm, you gave the special teams a C+.
I think we are a solid B.
All right, we do this every year where we run down all of the seniors with you that have played for you this year and gone through the whole season, all right? So because there's no better way to do it, to show favoritism or anything, what we'll do is last year we went from lowest to highest in regards to numbers. We'll start with the highest numbers and go to the lowest in regards to the seniors on the roster. And you just give me the first thing, a sentence or two, when I say this young man's name, what he meant to you, the team, what comes to your mind when I say his name. Number 79, Matt Machuga.
Had a great year at defensive tackle, stopping the C-gap.
Number 76, the space eater, Daniel Hode.
Started 8 games at nose guard for us.
Number 74, the big cup, Jacob Gupp, played left tackle for you and defensive tackle.
He's our best two-way starter lineman.
Number 71, Ian Wallace.
Started 10 games at right guard. Did a nice job.
Number 69, Tyler Sheehan, offensive guard, defensive tackle.
He gave us a great look in practice, got our team ready. First year coming out. I wish he'd have came out a little earlier.
Number 65, Jordan Jones, played some defensive tackle and played some offensive guard this year.
He came on real late. He, you know, as a junior, he had a broken wrist, so he missed the entire season. So he has had some injury problems, gotten a little car accident, you know, some bad luck. But when he got healthy, he did a nice job for us. He filled in at guard for us. He played some linebacker for us. He played some nose guard. He played some tackle. I wish he had another year.
Number 63, he is a center defensive tackle, James DeDominick.
James was there every practice, giving us a great look, getting us prepared. I wish he had one more year because he keeps getting better.
Number 58, the anchor of that offensive line, Casey Deming, the center. He also played some defensive tackle for you.
He's the strongest lineman we have. Did a nice job at center. I wouldn't let him play any defense because I wanted him to get him through all the games. And unfortunately, he got hurt real late in the game against Shenango Forks.
Number 52, Jordan Knowles, defensive tackle, offensive guard.
Knowles, I wish I had another year with him because he's a tough kid. We just had too many linemen, and we're going to miss him.
Number 48, the sack master, Tyler Vogt. He led you in sacks from that defensive end position.
Tyler Vogt, alias the Iron Man. He had a great year at defensive end, and he made everybody in the league very nervous when he lined up against him.
Your other defensive end, Harley Lyon. He had 53 tackles this year, 7 sacks. He finishes his career with 162 tackles, 10 sacks, and 2 fumble recoveries.
Just like Tyler Vogt, we really felt we had the 2 best defensive ends in the LCAA. Very fast, hard hitters, and they brought the pressure. In a lot of games when they came, you know, when Tyler and Harley were on and getting pressure on the quarterback, we were very successful.
Number 10, Patrick Brewer. He had 24 all-purpose touchdowns for you this year. Ran the ball 99 times for 1,269 yards. In his career, 237 carries for 2,529 yards, 37 TDs. He had 38 tackles this year, finishes his career with 96 tackles. He also did extra point kicking for you. He did the kickoffs for you.
He had a great year on offense, a lot of touchdowns. I wish he had another year coming back because we, you know, I don't think that we accomplished all the goals we wanted. We really needed him against some of those teams late in the season.
And finally, we talked about him a little earlier in Rams Overtime here. Your senior quarterback, Michael Rice, 23-8 as a starter. He finishes his career with 295 carries for 1,526 yards, 20 rushing touchdowns. He was 102 for 191 in the air for 1,434 yards, 21 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. He finishes his career with 227 tackles and 8 interceptions. Your thoughts on number 1, Michael Rice?
Well, we're going to miss him. When I saw him throw in 8th grade, I talked to his dad. And I said, hey, we got to get him on the varsity as soon as we can. And I was right. You know, he's a tough kid. And he's played in a lot of sectional games, and I'm really tickled to death for Michael and all the seniors that I'm sending them out with a sectional patch and a regional championship and a league title because these are memories that this senior class is always going to remember when they're, you know, 20 years old, when they're 30 years old, when they're 40 years old, when they're 50 years old. They're going to be sitting around some campfire having a cocktail, and they're going to be talking about the days that they won the championship, the league championship, the sectionals, and they're going to say, yeah, I remember those days.
You are going to lose a lot of great players, a lot of great athletes, but you have a lot coming back as well. If everybody sticks with it, Jeremiah Kinner, JK8, will be your quarterback. He's been the backup quarterback for the last 2 years, backing up Rice. You have sophomores aplenty that will be juniors next year. Finch, Ordway, Connor DeDominick, Chris Ward at the linebacker position really improved as the season went on. Jake Taggart will be a senior. He was a monster for you on both sides of the ball from the linebacker position, the tight end position. Noah Hockaday really improved, became a great defensive back and a good tight end as well. Lots of youngsters on this team. Your thoughts about the underclassmen on this year's ball club?
Well, I just hope that the underclassmen learn something from the loss. You know, and if we learn something from Chenango, what we got to do to be the best, then it was worth the loss. If we didn't learn anything, then the loss was in vain because we got beat up for nothing.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get head coach Wayne Carroll's thoughts on the LCAA Division One. It changed up a little bit this year, but we'll talk about maybe what it's going to look like next year and his thoughts and input on that. It is Rams Overtime on WVIMBat.com.